Chapter 9. 30,000 feet, November 1994. Somewhere over Chicago, the sky went black on the other side of the glass egg at Kevin's shoulder. He pulled his baseball cap down low over his forehead, concentrating on the cards splayed out on the seatback tray. The steady stream of cool, stale air blowing out of the plastic nipple above his head had been keeping him awake since takeoff. He couldn't figure out how Martinez had been able to fall asleep so easily. The crazy fool was sprawled out in the seat next to him, one foot in the aisle, both hands clasped behind his head. It probably helped that he was under 5'6". These seats are made for circus folk. Martinez had tried to use his frequent flyer miles to get them into first class, but the flight was way overbooked. America West 69, the Friday night Neon Express, was usually pretty full, but this weekend was even worse than usual because of the fight. George Foreman versus Michael Moorer, a high-profile pay-per-view event at the MGM Grand. Martinez had assured Kevin that the whole city would be jumping by Saturday night. Fights made for perfect card-counting conditions. Crowds of drunk, raucous people filling the blackjack pits. High-rolling celebrities drawing everyone's attention. Mammoth sports stars throwing huge money down on foolish bets. Nobody was going to notice a bunch of Asian kids hovering around the tables. The same went for New Year's, Memorial Day, July 4th, all the major Vegas holidays. Whenever the crowds came out, the card counters followed in droves. Kevin continued dealing to himself, counting the cards without really trying. He had realized a few days ago that he no longer saw the numbers. He'd practiced so much, counting had become pure instinct. But Mickey Rosa had made him promise that he'd continue dealing for at least 2 hours a day. Kevin finished with the shoe, then shifted his legs to try to get more centered in the cramped seat. The heavy money belt around his waist didn't help, nor did the bulging plastic bag strapped to each of his thighs. $100,000 in hundreds, wadded into 10 stacks of 10,000 each. A fortune under his clothes, and a hell of an inconvenience. But since this was his first trip with the team, he had been designated Donkey Boy. It was his job to see that the stash got to Vegas intact. Along with the cash, there were another $250,000 in chips jammed into his carry-on bag. It had been nerve-wracking, shoving the bag through the X-ray machine, but Martinez had assured him that even though some chips show up on airport detectors, the Logan security people weren't smart enough to realize their worth. On the inside, a $500 chip looks the same as a $1 chip. Altogether, it was a staggering amount of money, and about half of it belonged to Mickey. According to Martinez, another $250,000 was waiting for them in safe deposit boxes spread around downtown Las Vegas. He had explained that the $600,000 bankroll was about average for their team. It was hard to handle much more than $1 million at the tables without getting noticed, and anything less than $500,000 yielded lower returns. Martinez and Fisher had griped a bit that all they could invest was $100,000 each. Mickey and his friends hogged the rest, giving them the most potential for profit. But it was, after all, Mickey's team.